take interest in your own practice.
ဘဝဆိုတာပါဠိစကားဘဝဆိုတာဖြစ်တာကိုပြောတာ
Life. In Pali it's bhava, but it means becoming. And the process of the mind coming into being and passing away, and then coming into being again, over and over again, this endless process we call life. So for the Dhamma to be part of this life, every moment of becoming of the mind, every moment the mind comes into being, it must be a moment that coexists with wisdom, mindfulness. Then the Dhamma is in life. But if we try to separate the Dhamma from life, that doesn't work too well.
တရားအထုတ်တယ်များအထုတ်တာရအကျိုးပေးရနှမျိုးရှိပါတယ်အကျိုးပေးရအထုတ်တဲ့ပုံမူတည်ပြီးရနေမှာပဲ
In the practice there is the practice that you put in and the effects of the practice whatever you put into the practice you will get out of it
အဲ့လောဘရဲ့တဘာဝကအကျိုးပေးဖို့ပဲမြင်မြော်တတ်တယ်။ဉာဏ်ရဲ့တဘာဝကအကြောင်းအထုံးမှုပိုင်းကိုပူစိတ်ဝင်စားတယ်။ဘယ်လိုအထုံးတယ်လဲ။ဘယ်လိုလုပ်ကိုကောင်းမလဲ။ဘူးအကျိုးရှိမလဲ။ဘယ်ချိန်နေမှာဘယ်လိုအထုံးရမလဲ
။ And greed tends to be preoccupied with the effects of the practice, with the results.Whereas wisdom sees the process that needs to take place, sees the steps that need to be taken, learns what is suitable in different situations to keep the Dhamma alive.
မနေ့နိုးလာတယ်နိုးလာတယ်ဒီနေ့ဘယ်လိုနေမှာလဲငါစိတ်နဲ့နေမှာလဲကိုယ်လမ်းကြောင်းရှင်းတာ
Every morning you wake up you have to set the intention How am I going to live today How will I look after the mind So you've sort ofCleared the path, set the intention for how you're going to bring the Dhamma into your life that day.
Dhamma, let's look at it.
Then we're more likely to put it into application, to actually follow the commitment or fulfill that commitment. We need to have an objective every day when we wake up. And we have to be willing to attempt to practice in every situation and environment. Because in every situation and environment, you'll need different skills. You'll need to learn new ways to be effectively mindful. What is it like when you're alone? And what works to be mindful when you're alone? What is it like when you're with other people? What do you need to do to be effectively mindful with other people? When you understand and learn from trying in these situations over and over again, you will become more skillful. It's important to be able to learn the skill of how to maintain stability of mind. And from there, wisdom can grow further. First, we learn the skill of how to just practice, and then wisdom develops. And what we must remember is what that practice was like, how we practiced. What led to that insight, not just moments before, but the whole journey. And when we become more skillful at remembering that and applying that, and we're gaining more insights, he said we learn to use what we have, the insights we already have. We remember them and learn to remember that they're there. And after that, as those understandings also continue to grow, you begin to learn how to reach further than that. But all in good time. There's no need to think about it now. It will happen at that time. It's like earning money. You first learn how to earn money. And then once you are earning money, you must know how to save the money, how to keep it with you, how to use it usefully and not squander it. And then when you've saved quite a bit of money, you need to know how to grow your money. And that's a different skill, investing it effectively.
ตะยาสว่าอเมียนเนี่ยลุ้มนี่มาอเมียนเนี่ยอ้าทุ่มนี่มาผิดอ่ะอ้ากองล่ะยัดไล่ตาเนี่ยตัวคิดได้ตาเปลี่ยนอ้ากองล่ะแล้วสิปีดาตริตมะรีญาณนี่สิบ่รู้ลุ้มมะแล้วสิอย่างเลยอ้าทุ่มอ่ะเนี่ยปีไม่ย่อออกเลยจุษาดีย้ายไล่ตาเนี่ยตัวย่อตัว
For the Dhamma to be growing, though, we have to be with it all the time. We not only have to maintain it to have insights, but we also maintain it to keep the insights going, to keep them fresh and alive. And the moment we stop having the Dhamma in our life, having it in our minds, and what we have learned starts fading little by little as well.
Dadi si niya le acu, dadi lo di na api kong kong na le. Kacha jo di cha ti ya. Acu, dadi lo ni le, dadi mesi le api.
The benefits of the presence of awareness and the fallout from the absence of awareness. We need to differentiate these, recognize these. In order to appreciate mind awareness better, mindfulness better, to appreciate its value. Someone who understands how invaluable the Dhamma is in helping us to live life with ease and skillfully would never think of not having the Dhamma in their lives.
Toro mya mya chan sait sin ye ma tadiya atthu bu tadiya.
Most of us remember to apply mindfulness when we are suffering. And the moment things get better, the mind feels more relaxed, we forget to continue to be mindful. But if we don't want to be mindful in those times when we're relaxed, then the defilements are allowed to grow again. And they'll come again with lots of strength, with added force. And we get busy trying to clear those defilements again. So he says we're in a cycle of just trying to deal with these huge defilements when they hit us, because we're never prepared. We don't maintain a steady practice that incrementally reduces the power of the defilements. Whatever you try to fill up, if it's leaking while you're trying to fill it, it will never fill up. But if you can stop all the leaks, plug all those holes or gaps, then you can fill it up. So what is our weakness in our lives? What are our biggest triggers? We start by noticing those and working with those and clearing those. And learning to maintain that clarity after the fact. Learning the skill of not allowing it to get that overwhelming. Which is the practice of maintenance? If we ask ourselves very, very simply, very honestly, just leave that door wide open and ask yourself, why is mindfulness not continuous in my life? Why does it not become natural? He said it's because, in a sense, we want to have defilements in our lives. We want to live with them. We're used to them. We're comfortable with them.
ဒါအထင်းကြီးနေအကောင်းလာလို့အချိုးအပြစ်ကိုတေးချာချာတေးလာရင်တော့အာထုတ်ဖြစ်လာမှာပါအထင်းကြီးနေအကောင်းလာတင်းငန်းစားနေယူနိုင်လာရင
် But if we become able to learn and understand the benefits of the wholesome the non-benefits of the unwholesome. Not by judging it, by truly understanding it. Then the mind will move towards more and more skillful, towards wanting to be more skillful states of mind and practices.
Yeah, the power to the mind. တပတ်တယ်တပတ်တမြင်တာမဟုတ်နှစ်ဖက်ဝမြင်တယ်ဒါလို့အကျိုးရှိတယ်ဆိုဒါမလို့အပြစ်ဖြစ်တယ်ဆိုတခါလည်းနားလည်းသိတယ
် Wisdom has this interesting quality that it always sees both sides of a story. Wisdom, when it sees the benefits of something, it also sees that without it there would be the opposite, not just a lack of benefit, but probably some trouble. That there is harm in the opposite.
No jar is one, yeah, I gone out there. The delay no jar, yeah, the deep the money, the thing can I gone out, no jar, they look for.
Wakefulness means that wisdom is strong. Awareness is present, but wisdom is strong. When things change, the mind is alert, wakeful, and it's able to learn lessons from these.
သတိတရားအထုတ်နေတာပဲသတိထားကြည့်ထိုင်ပြီးတာနဲ့စိတ်ရဲ့ဘာစိတ်ရဲ့ quality ပြောင်းလားမပြောင်းလားထိုင်နေတုန်းဖြစ်တဲ့သတိတမာရင်းညာဘာဖြစ်လို့ short လဲ
He said
ဘာလို့ self comment တော့
Notice just from this sitting When you finish this session you get up to goThe quality of mind changes. Look at the sense of commitment you have to being aware while you are sitting. And then you get up to go, and why does it change? Are you carrying that same commitment with you? That same zeal to be mindful? The changes of the body postures should be unimportant, are unimportant. It's just this need to keep being mindful that needs to stay with you. When there is awareness and wisdom, the body might become tired, but the mind does not become tired. But if there is no awareness and wisdom, then the mind also becomes tired because the defilements arise. When the body is tired, there's reactions to what's happening and the mind gets tired. But when the Dhamma is present, then you might be ill and the mind develops instead of defilements. It develops awareness, stability of mind and wisdom.
ဘယ်ကြောင့်ဒီအထွေထွေပိုင်းမှာဒီလိုဆက်ဆံထိန်းထားဖို့ကြိုးစားပါ
So, Seado would like us to put some vigor and commitment and zeal into awareness of our daily activities, detail and continuity.